Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, I was looking for a piece of audio here, and I just had it, and then, of course, I can't find it, which, as you guys know, kind of happens on a regular basis. I found it. Here it is. So this is, I just think, we talked about this a little bit with Scott Jennings in the last hour. We'll explore it with Dwayne Patterson in the next hour. But, you know, this book tour that Kamala has right now, it's quite, I don't know what to really say about it, because isn't the goal of the book tour to kind of inspire people to buy books?
Well, yes.
Have you heard anything so far that would do that for anyone? Even Stephen A. Smith, listen to him.
You Kamala Harris, what the hell you think this book tour is doing? Your political career is over. It's over. But when we talk about you and this book, we're talking about you calling out Josh Shapiro and Pete Buttigieg and the Obamas and Tim Walz and Joe Biden. Everybody but you. Where's the accountability?
Yeah, that's actually a really good question. There is no accountability. We played the one audio bite from her yesterday where she was just kind of lost. Like, she's like, I don't really know. When she's asked why she lost, I haven't really figured that out yet. Well, maybe because you sucked as a candidate. But the way that they're trying to spin it, Fred, you've heard this too. It's like, well, look, she was given, you know, 107 days to do wonders here, and she performed remarkably well, given the nature of the difficult position that Joe Biden and the Democrats put her in. So that was certainly a success story. But then she couldn't figure out on election night why she lost. She says she didn't talk to her husband about it, which, you know, some people have scoffed at that. But I don't know. I think I kind of believe it. Here's the only reason I believe it. Like when I found out when Becky was pregnant when I was about to turn 50 and Alexa was the surprise, we legit did not talk about it for 2 weeks. We both knew it was, this is a true story.
Right.
We both kind of knew.
Yeah.
And she didn't even take a test. And we're like, and for people who don't know the story, what happened was is that my wife was bit by, it's kind of a lesson to young women all across the world. My wife was bitten by her neighbor's dog. It wasn't that big of a deal. She went to urgent care. And they put on antibiotics just as a safety precaution. The antibiotics zapped the birth control. So 6 weeks after, you know, the dog bite, I said, hey, are you pregnant? And she said, well, I certainly hope not, because she had some stomach issues. And then we just locked down. I mean, locked down. And then she finally went to Chicago. She was at Lollapalooza. She was doing a lot of work with AB at the time, and she's hanging with clients of, you know, beer clients, and she has beers that she's just literally pouring out behind her because she didn't want to make it seem like she wasn't, you know,
right,
just joining in with what everyone was doing. So anyway, that's where I kind of believe, you know, what do you, even it's your spouse, but she just got her ass kicked. I'm not so sure that that's not one of the true things that she's telling in that book.
Yeah.
All right, with all the searing topics that we have, and we cover them all, and we'll do it again here tomorrow on the Reardon Roundtable. We've got a panel of Jane Duker. We have Jeff Rainford on the panel, also former Mayor Ferguson, James Knowles. So we dig into these hard-hitting topics like the ICE event from yesterday in Dallas and Jimmy Kimmel and all this stuff, and also pronunciation of words, right? We can maybe handle this one tomorrow on the Roundtable. You tell me, this was a discussion that took place earlier today on which show was it on Fox?
Outnumbered.
Okay. Is it the one that says Raw or is there a different
no.
one? Okay. Why is that one? And let's see if I can find this, because we were just talking about the Reese's cookies with Oreos, right? Which mm-hmm. are amazing. And if you haven't had them yet, I would highly recommend getting them. But then the question is, how do you pronounce the word that I just said, right? Is it Reese's or Reese's?
Oh.
How come I can't find that, guys? Where the only one that I have in here, it says Reese's
Fred's
Raw.
Coming.
Is that it? That has to
no.
be it.
No.
Okay, well, where is the other one that starts with an R that might be up there and say the same thing?
The great mystery.
Because I don't see it.
The Ethernet.
Why don't I just hit the Raw one and let's see what happens?
All
let's
right.
just see what happens. Let's hope we don't lose our FCC license here.
What are they called? Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. They're so good. I just think this is dumb. And we had the debate during the commercial. Is it Reese's or Reese's?
No. Reese's.
No.
Rosanna, you say Reese's. I've never heard that in my life.
Wait, Kaylee McEnany is saying that she never heard that
Give
in her
me
life.
A break.
Well, that's what I say. Listen to this.
I'm from Brooklyn. We say a lot of things you probably haven't heard in your life.
But you guys, I'm totally in the minority, but I think it's Reese's.
Yes.
Because that's
yes.
a possessive apostrophe.
Yes.
That's the minority.
Like,
yes.
Reese,
yes.
Room.
Yes.
Like Reese's home, Reese's pieces. Like our
Reese's
yes.
pieces, exactly.
Yes. Apostrophe S, Paul, back me up. Who
I think, yeah, no, I have to agree.
Paul Morrow here.
This is a very first world problem. That said, during the UN General Assembly here, just like Donald Trump, I have to stand up for traditional Western values. Reese's.
Thank you,
yes.
Paul.
Thank
no.
you.
Yes,
thank you, Paul.
No. But there's Reese's.
Back me up, Twitter.
But there's Reese's pieces. Reese's right? pieces, and then there's Reese's cup. E.T. loved the Reese's pieces. And it's cute when kids say, could I have a Reese's?
Yeah,
no.
But
they're kids.
Reese's? I don't know.
Thank you.
Reese's Pieces?
Yes,
Reese's Pieces
does not work.
Who
said? Wait, did they actually say that
yes.
in E.T.?
So,
but wait, did they say
it in
E.T. that way? They didn't say Reese's Pieces?
I grew up saying Reese's Pieces like
you
that.
You did.
But it was a kid.
I was a kid.
And at some point, there was a flip of the switch where it was like, it's actually Reese's.
Right.
And ever since then, I've called it Reese's.
Right. No.
Reese's
like an
pieces.
Adult person.
Yes.
Right. I like Kaylee, but what planet was she living on with
Thank
calling
you.
It Reese's? I was amazed
by that. She
must
have never grown up.
And she doubled down.
One baseball controversy that I didn't cover yesterday, I thought I'd get into this. So Matt Shaw, who plays for the Cubs, missed a game over the weekend because of Charlie Kirk in the memorial. So the former Cardinal here involved here with Todd Zeal, but the Mets were playing the Cubs and they kind of questioned the decision.
Shaw had Cubs World in a tizzy this weekend when he was not here for the Cubs game with the Reds. Game they lost 1-0 and in which his lack of presence was felt. It was later revealed that he had been given permission to attend Charlie Kirk's funeral. And I don't want to talk about any of the politics of it, but the thought of leaving your team in the middle of a race for any reason other than a family emergency really strikes me as weird.
So that who was that doing play-by-play
there? That was
Gary Cohen.
Gary Cohen?
Yeah. Gary Carter's a former Met, right? Is he may be involved in it, but there, Todd Zeal gets involved here, who's the former Cardinal.
My experience as a player, and I think it made it a little bit more unusual that it was not revealed until after it came to issue, because he was thought to be in the dugout and maybe available and then was not, and that's how it was revealed. So it became maybe more of a story than it could have been had it been addressed in the
So I don't know how big of a story this was in Chicago, but the Mets seemed to think it was a big Chicago story. And then here's Matt Shaw addressing, you know, the missed game.
My connection with Charlie was through our faith. That's something that drives me every day. That's the reason why, you know, I'm able to do what I do every day. And that's something I'm extremely thankful for. Whatever backlash comes is okay. You know, I feel strong about my faith in that what was meant to be happened.
I think I heard that he wasn't going to play Sunday anyway. Do you know that, Ethan?
I do not.
Okay. So, was that a big deal? I understand. Look, I don't think it was completely inappropriate for the broadcast team to bring it up, because it is a little unusual if you're in a playoff, hunt or in contention for the postseason to leave. But obviously that was something that he was close to, and it felt important to him. So, you know, the team let him go.
So I actually heard the comments made by the broadcasters. I think Awful Announcing posted it.
Yeah, of course. That's a site on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes,
it's
great page.
It is.
And I heard their comments first before I heard the details of it. And at first I'm like, yeah, I think I agree. If this is just some random guy, he doesn't know Charlie Kirk, I think that I would agree.
He had a relationship,
But apparently they were close friends.
Right.
And I also heard that he had been invited by Erica to go.
Right.
So
that's a little different.
That tells
well,
me.
Yeah.
So at that point, now it feels like the broadcasters didn't do their due diligence in seeking out the context of the situation.
Right.
And people that are just now hearing about this or hearing about that via their coverage now don't have all the information. If that's
you
how this
just,
went down,
no, look,
it feels irresponsible
yeah,
to
look,
me.
You've just summed up the entire legacy media complex in like 15 seconds because that's what they do. Now, it's a little different with play-by-play because you're going in there and they're just offering some opinions. I didn't think what they said was awful, but to your point, there was a reasonable explanation for it. Now, they could have also gone back on at some point and clarified
sure.
that, and maybe they did, and
I also
just
heard
that about
he
it.
Asked every player individually and coach if they were okay with this, and everyone was like go do it.
Well, that's significant too. That's a part of the story.
Now this is just stuff that I don't have this in official writing that this happened, but these are all things that
right.
I have seen
some
in
of the
spots.
Reporting out
yeah,
there all
yeah.
right. Hey, we got Sue's News on a Thursday.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now.
You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, coming up. Evolution Festival this weekend at Forest Park. The weather looks fantastic. This is Father John Misty, one of the acts that will be there on Sunday. Tomorrow night in the 5 o'clock hour, Jeff Jarrett from the festival will be here, and he's going to bring in James Walburn, who is a guitar player with a band called His Lordship, playing Saturday evening at the festival. And James is cool. He is the guitarist for Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders. So that's coming up tomorrow in the 5 o'clock hour.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, on this day in history, we're going to go back a ways, but I don't know. I don't think I realized they had solved this. 137 years ago today, in 1888, Jack the Ripper mailed his first letter to London's Central News Agency, and he promised to cut the ear off the next woman he took out. And sure enough, they found an earless body 5 days later. I mean, Jack the Ripper, ugh. But here's what I didn't know. An author figured out the real identity of him in 2014 using a DNA test. Did you know that?
No.
I wonder if that's true.
Really?
Yeah, and they say it was a 23-year-old Polish immigrant who did it. So we'll have to look that up and
like
double check.
The exact? Like, you're saying the DNA identified the exact person or someone who is a Polish immigrant?
Well, that's a good question. Sue's News did not pursue.
Okay, all right. Well, I like to go down the rabbit hole there.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And then, on this day in history, 99 years ago, in 1926, Henry Ford established the 8-hour, 5-day work week. It was from Henry Ford and the Ford plant, and that's, and think about, it's stuck around for 99 years. It's just impressive.
That is
to
kind
me,
of amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
And then 38 years ago today, I'm not the only one who loves this movie, am I? In 1987, The Princess Bride was released.
Fantastic movie.
It's the best movie ever.
It is one of the best. And I watched it with Alexa about 2 years ago.
That's right.
And she loved it. She really did. It holds up quite well.
Awesome. Andre the Giant, the whole nine things. It's really one of the best. If you want to pull that one out, it's something to watch.
Billy Crystal.
A Happy Daughter's Day. Did you realize that? Did you know that, Mark? What
I
are you doing
know that.
For
I,
Happy
I,
Daughter's
gonna
Day?
I'm going to do something very special tonight. I'm going to watch the Thursday night football game. That's how we're going to celebrate.
She's so lucky. It's also National Quesadilla Day, which sounds really good to
sure
me.
Does. Well, that's mainly the main food in Alexa's diet is actually
really?
A quesadilla.
Okay,
oh, yeah. There's nothing
funny.
That she has eaten or currently eats more than a quesadilla.
What does she put in there? Cheese and what?
Basically cheese. Sometimes
cheese?
A little chicken, too. Guacamole she likes on the
guacamole.
Outside. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. National Lobster Day. Michael Ooh. Finds this overrated. I find it delicious. Fred, it's seafood.
I find it avoidable.
Even with delicious butter, you dip a lobster tail in there. Man, that's good stuff.
No? If you tried that?
Well, since there's butter involved, I would probably
okay,
try it.
All right.
Yeah, that's fair.
Do you not like even shrimp? You don't like shrimp?
No, not really.
Really? Okay.
Even deep fried? Fred.
Oh, my.
But I get that. And it's National One Hit Wonder Day. And that's why we have so much music. All right. I'm going to talk about some of 10 of the most memorable songs. Okay, think about this. There She Goes by The Loves. There She Goes.
It's a great song.
Tainted Love by Soft Cell. That was a one-hit wonder in 1982.
They had a couple more, but
Yeah, but the big ones.
Yeah, that was big.
Dexy's Midnight Runners,
Come
of course.
Eileen.
Come On, Eileen. Wild Cherry, can you name that one?
No.
Play That Funky Wild. Music.
Oh, yeah. Play That Funky Music, okay.
1976. And this one from 1997.
I get no doubt.
I love a little chumbawamba.
Right.
Before my bumper music was removed from my control. That's why I played Father John Misty there, because I get to do it every once in a while. I added this one to the bumper rotation. This is a great song,
it
though,
It is,
right?
Kind of.
But you're right. There was nothing. I couldn't even imagine another song from these guys. Very clever song, though, so I like that one quite a bit. All right, you got another one
by
here for
way,
me?
By the way, the name for that is Tub Thumping.
Right.
That's the actual title, which I don't know that I ever knew.
What's funny.
You know,
it is a funny name.
It's just bizarre. Fred, what you got?
I've got that the phrase one-hit wonder was first used in 1956 regarding baseball. It's the context for a pitcher who allowed only one hit.
Only later
did they move it to music.
Wait, that's interesting.
First started was used to describe pitchers.
Oh, I see. The phrase. Okay.
That's awesome.
I'm going to be honest with you because what I thought I heard him say is the fray, because that's a band. So you threw me off.
Phrase.
Okay.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, number five. Well, this is not any particular order. Barely Breathing, Duncan Sheik, She's So High. But somebody I used to know, Gautier, I feel like we heard that all the time in 2011. But here's another one. 1979.
Now, I would make the case that the Knack had a few more songs in this, but this was certainly, I guess, I don't know that I'd put this in the one-hit wonder category,
but a lot of people would. Yeah. I'd like to hear it.
I think that this song kind of put the album on a lot of people's radar, and then the album was really good as well. But, you know, it stands out from that era, certainly. All right, you got one more here?
Okay, and this one is a true one-hit wonder.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling there's something right.
I'm drawing a blank on who this is, too.
Stuck Steelers
in the
Wheel.
Oh, Steelers Wheel, that's right. Brain cramping on that. You know, I was having a conversation one time with Nils Lofgren, the great guitar player for the E Street Band, and I happened to bring up one-hit wonders. He very seriously, and I never thought about this, but he goes, what are you talking about one-hit wonders? He goes, having a number one hit is hard as hell.
So
you get one-hit wonder. That's like, that should not be an insult to a band, because you know how many bands don't have one hit, like, period?
Right.
So I thought that was an interesting perspective from Nils.
That's a really healthy perspective. Yeah. Although the fact that Chumbawamba is on there at all. By the way, Steelers Wheel was 1972. My Sharona by the Neck, 1979.
And I remember that because I would have nailed that time exactly, because that is amongst, I always refer to these like first 15 or 20 LPs that I bought on my own, right? And that was one of them, because I know I had it before I moved here to St. Louis, and I moved late 1979.
Yeah, that's really a good one. All right, there is a new supergroup coming out called Howl, Owl, Howl. Have you heard this?
Have not.
Featuring Mike Mills from REM, Black Crowes drummer Steve Gorman, and Darius Rucker.
Wow. Well, we need to ask our friend Tim Summer about that.
Exactly.
Tim discovered, he signed, he was the A&R guy that signed Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Wrote a book about them. He knows Darius very well.
They describe their sound as roots rock with an alternative flair. And their first single is called My Cologne. And they're not going to drop it until Halloween.
Okay.
And then they're going to do a tour that kicks off on November 3rd in Indianapolis. And I hadn't heard anything about it.
Okay, it'd been better if they'd have called it My Cologne.
I actually thought that that's what she was going to say.
My Cologne. Yeah. So I just read that this morning and had no idea that even existed. And now...
Wait, it's the dude. It's Darius, the dude from REM, and who else?
Black Crowes drummer Steve
that's
Gorman.
That's right.
Yeah. We have a turlet story for Fred.
Oh, good.
Fred, if you walk into a public bathroom in China, there's a chance you'll have to watch an ad to get toilet paper. This is their new idea. There's a video going viral.
We're
going to
do this here. Believe me, we'll do it here.
They say you can scan a QR code that plays an ad on your phone, and then the machine will spit out a modest amount, like 6 squares. If you need more, you have to watch another ad.
Well, Now, I don't know about women's rooms.
Yes.
But
that's
in
good.
Men's rooms, there are now ads above urinals. Are
oh,
there
really?
Ads?
Oh, they have been for a long time.
Yeah, are there ads in women's
Not
restrooms?
Not really. I mean, you may see, I guess I have been places where there are some.
But like, we have video monitors
yeah.
above
oh,
our urinals.
No,
oh, yeah.
No,
yeah,
we
like
don't have
at
that.
At the gas station where you see
yeah,
some
you're
of the.
Kidding
as
me.
If concentration isn't hard yeah. enough.
Wait but, a minute. Really? Right.
Fred, you could wow. absolutely go into a women's restroom in 2025. You understand that, right? You can do that. And vice versa.
And finally, at Sue's News, we have today's random fact. And I have found, okay, the tallest men in the world are in the Netherlands. They have an average height of just over 6 feet, shortest Indonesia, average height 5'2", and the American average is 5'9.5". But the tallest guy's in the Netherlands. My niece is dating one, and he's super tall. I had no idea that was a thing.
And I'm 5'9.5", believe it or not.
There
I really
you
am.
Go.
Listed in the program at 5'10". There you go. Father John Misty, Sunday, Evolution Festival. Check him out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We got Dwayne Patterson coming up after the top of the hour to talk a little politics. He contributes at HotAir.com. Also, the Dwayne's World podcast works with Hugh Hewitt every day. And you know, the narrative, I guess, I don't even know why there would be an argument back and forth in the legacy media about who has more inflamed rhetoric. It's really not even close. I understand. And you know, if you take me back to 16, and some of you know this, I wasn't thrilled about the rhetoric by the president, but there was something that happened in that first term with Brett Kavanaugh and Covington Catholic and all these other things that led me to firmly believe in the camp that I'm in right now, which is the media is the enemy of the people. So I've been sampling a lot of CNN this week on my way home and at other times of the day, just because I want to hear what they're saying, and they cannot stop talking about Jimmy Kimmel. That's all they want to talk about, free speech, Jimmy Kimmel, Trump is bad, all this stuff. And when it comes to what happened yesterday in particular at the ICE facility in Dallas, I mean, it's not even close the way they call them, the Gestapo, etc. But you got Hakeem Jeffries out there, the Democrat leader, trying to say, no, it's the Republicans, it's Trump, etc. No, it's you guys, actually.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons.
Secret police who are masked, who are intimidating, who are scaring people. These Gestapo-like tactics.
It does look like a Gestapo operation. It does look like the Gestapo.
So we learned a lot about this shooter, and I don't like to mention their names, so I will not do that. But the U.S. attorney down in Dallas today unveiled a lot of information about what, you know, kind of went on here with this particular shooting at the ICE facility, because there were notes found, things along those lines.
These loose notes included a game plan of the attack and target areas at the facility. He called the ICE employees people showing up to collect a dirty paycheck. He wrote that he intended to maximize lethality against ICE personnel and to maximize property damage at the facility. He hoped to minimize any collateral damage or injury to the detainees and any other innocent people. It seems that he did not intend to kill the detainees or harm them. It's clear from these notes that he was targeting ICE agents and ICE personnel.
Well, you would never know that if you hear some politicians, as I mentioned on Capitol Hill. Here's Hakeem Jeffries. If the Democrats had control of the House right now, he would be the Speaker of the House.
Level of political violence and ideologically motivated violence across the spectrum is far too high in the United States of America right now. We need leadership that brings people together, not national leadership that tears people apart.
Well, I think that's you, Hakeem Jeffries. You could bring people together if you admit that a lot of the rhetoric that is spurring on some of this nonsense is coming from your side. Back to the U.S. attorney in Texas, because this dude meant to cause more terror than luckily he did.
He hoped his actions would terrorize ICE employees and interfere with their work, which he called human trafficking. And this, what he did, is the very definition of terrorism.
So they went into some details here. I mean, one of the things, he certainly was no fan of the government.
His words were definitively anti-ICE. That said, we did not find evidence of membership in any specific group or entity, nor did he mention any specific government agency other than ICE. Among his papers, though, was a handwritten note in which, in crude words, he expressed his hatred for the federal government.
One of the things that we're learning today that we did not have access to yesterday in this news conference kind of spelled it out, that these ICE members, first of all, they were the targets, right? Unfortunately, it was fortunately for the ICE agents, they were, you know, not those killed, but it was the migrants that were killed. But listen to some of the details about the heroism.
While under fire, ICE agents and ATF agents, who were also present in the facility Sallyport area, worked together to remove detainees from the vans and get them to safety while the bullets were flying. These agents were heroic, clearly willing to lay down their lives to save the lives of the detainees in their custody.
Yeah, so this is the ICE director in Dallas, and you need to hear a little bit more about how all this went down with the rescue.
Violent rhetoric has led to over 1,000% increase in assaults on ICE officers, and it has to stop. In contrast to those who would demonize our men and women, yesterday our brave officers ran back into danger along with ATF, our partners, to save the detainees while shots were still being fired. Those ICE officers just showed the world who they really are. Law enforcement officers who want the best for our country. That's ICE. integrity, courage, excellence.
Now, he had to point out that he and others, including Tom Homan, have been warning about moments like this.
The shooter used the ICE tracking apps. Anyone who creates or distributes these apps that is designed to spot, track, and locate ICE officers are well aware of the dangers that they are exposing to law enforcement. It's a casting call to invite bad actors to attack law enforcement officers. It's no different than giving a hitman the location of their intended target, and this is exactly what we saw happen in Dallas yesterday. The media has been amplifying these apps even as we warned them it would only lead to more attacks on law enforcement. We truly wish we didn't have to say, "I told you so." But here we are.
So I was not dialed into the apps.
And I
didn't
know.
I don't really want to promote the apps, but listen to what they do, because there's a variety of them out there. And IceBlock is one that allows users to anonymously report sightings of ICE agents with reports expiring after 4 hours. It aims to function like a community-based safety network, informing others in the area that the safety is that if you are a felon and you're in this country illegally and you've diddled little girls or something like that, or you've beat up people, they think that you, the ICE agents, and those of us who think that we need to take back our country from migrants who are, not all of them, but who are criminals, that somehow puts us in the negative territory, or the Gestapo territory. ICE immigration alerts, that's another one. You can get this on Google Play. It serves as a platform for users to report the presence of ICE agents. ICE T-Tools is another one. Focuses on user location awareness, includes a dispatcher system to help verify anonymous reports of ICE agent sightings, and helps people prepare for their presence. There's another one called ICE Report, which provides information on ICE conditions for fishing. That allows users to log reports of ice thickness on lakes. So that kind of makes sense, right? But on these other ones, I really didn't know that those existed. I guess people can turn these things around very quickly. You would think, I'd like to know what the rules are of the App Store. If you have, you know, something that, there has to be something that is similar that just tracks cops too, wouldn't you?
I would say,
hey, there's cops in the air. I don't know.
You could listen to scanners probably and do that.
But. Right. Well, look, let me say something about this Gestapo stuff that I was thinking about, because, Sue, as you know, I was in Greece in the spring, and this really stood out. I told this story when I got back, and it really made an impression, because we had an extra day in Athens because of the winds that had kicked up and we couldn't get on our cruise ship. So a lot of us went out and we did a couple of tours. We're at this really beautiful park in Athens, and I don't remember the name of it, but what happened was we had a great tour guide that day in Athens. And we get to this very busy intersection, and across the street, it's just like a wall, a yellow painted concrete wall, just kind of light beige, if you will, I don't know. And there was a bunch of indentations on the wall, like a bunch of indentations on the wall. It looked like, you know, someone had taken a bunch of rocks or something and then, you know, tried to make them explode on the wall. What it was is, it was what the Nazis did to the people of Greece, because if you would take out a soldier, they would kill two civilians.
Oh,
so they would take
gosh.
The civilians and they would line them up against this wall and they would shoot them dead right there in front of everyone to set an example. And they've left the bullet markings on that wall as a reminder to how
Jeez.
Horrific some of this stuff was. You know, I've shared this speech from my friend Steve Weinstein's father-in-law from Kansas City in 1978, and I usually share it on Holocaust Remembrance Day and, you know, maybe D-Day's anniversary or something along those lines. And one of the horrifying stories that's told is that as there's a family that's hiding inside a home in the Warsaw Ghetto, as the Nazis are patrolling the streets and cleaning out the Jews from the ghetto, there's a baby that is in the room with these adults, and the baby starts crying, and the father snuffs out the baby because he knows that if he doesn't do that, I mean, I can't even think of a situation like that, that everyone in that room is dead. Wow. Everyone is dead. So that, to compare moments like that
yeah.
with what we're experiencing right now in this country, it should not even be considered to make, you know, comparisons like that. But they do it, every day with complicity from the legacy media. My friend Dwayne Patterson, who contributes at hotair.com, and he has the Dwayne's World podcast after the top of the hour. You know, we continue. We'll ask Dwayne's opinion of the Jimmy Kimmel situation and all the back and forth in the media. Jim Antel III, who's the executive director of the Washington Examiner and a contributing editor of the American Conservative, has written about Mr. Kimmel and this whole situation this week. Jim, how are you? Welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
I like the fact that you, and I want you to explain this to the audience. I didn't think of this analogy, but I give you credit here. You said that this kind of reminds you a little bit of what happened with Colin Kaepernick in the NFL.
Yeah. So you said when Colin Kaepernick's NFL career came to an end, in his view, prematurely, it had to be collusion. And, you know, but there was an obvious alternate explanation. You know, he wasn't starting quarterback in his.
Hang on a second, Jim. I think we're going to have to.
Yeah,
that does not sound
back,
good.
Maybe.
We'll have to have Jim. If you can hear me, we cannot hear you very well. We may have to reschedule that just because we're getting tight on time here.
Sorry about that.
Ethan, let's reschedule just because we're getting tight on time, and I don't know what was going on with that phone line, but it was not very good at all. So we'll have to go in a different direction, unfortunately. I apologize to Jim. That happens every once in a while. We give it a little time. Soon I look at each other.
Yeah,
like,
we do that.
Like, maybe
that's
not. But like, you know what? I can kind of sum up what he was saying here, and I think this is important because I've expressed my concern about, you know, the government pressure angle of this and what happened with Brendan Carr and the FCC. And mainly, I just want to be clear about what my point is on this. I feel like we were really on a roll here, momentum, with pointing out some of the nonsense that's been happening in the media. And you just have to laugh at the Gestapo stuff because it's so over the top and ridiculous. But then when you have a little pressure from the government to get rid of a late night comedian who should be irrelevant, that's where I get a little concerned, because you're giving ammo to that side to say, see, we told you that this was, you know, Gestapo tactics or whatever they want to say. But what Jim was trying to point out in his column is, look, this is a lot more than just, you know, the FCC. That's why I kind of wish Brendan Carr would have stayed out of it, because you got affiliates. You still have two big companies that are not airing the show. And depending on what you know, do think or don't think, or if you're a fan or not of Jimmy Kimmel, there's market forces that are at work
right here
with the show. They're expensive to run. They have huge operating budgets, big salaries for the hosts. You know, there's a team of, I think some people don't understand, there's a team of writers. Like Colbert's got dozens, right?
That's why it's
And they
so
get
expensive.
Together. Right, exactly. So, you know, you would think that there would not be as much overhead because they have guests and things along those lines. But there's a lot of resources put into these shows. So as with a lot of media, you know, it's not just late night talk show hosts. Viewership is down. There's a lot more options. We all like to stream. And I do think, and I'd love for someone to do a deep dive on the politics. And this is part of what Jim Antel is going to point out. And I've said this several times, and I think we can all relate to this. There was a time, and it was not too long ago, when we would look forward to 10:30. And I even liked Jay Leno because he had a funny monologue and he was just Jay Leno, and he'd have good guests and he'd have good rapport with the guests. And I'd watch Letterman. I'd record all of them. I loved Jimmy Fallon when he first came on the air. I thought he was something dynamic and different. I loved Conan. You know, I followed Conan
awesome.
From the time that, you know, he started on the air. I remember doing a late night feeding with my son, who's now 28, and Conan O'Brien joked when he had that really white, pasty look. He was barely, you know, on TV for hardly at all, and he looked goofy. He always looked goofy. And he said, yeah, our audience, I remember him saying something about our audience is a bunch of people doing late night feedings. I'm like, yeah, that's me. It's like 2 a.m. and I'm watching the show on my VHS tape. But we sought refuge in late night television because we wanted to be entertained. We thought that the guests were interesting and the musical guests were interesting and the monologues were funny in some cases. And you were able to, and I've said this before too, Dave Klein, my former producer emeritus, I'm sure if he's listening, he remembers, we would go a lot of times for audio cut of the day to something that Fallon might have said in a monologue. I probably used Jimmy Kimmel before he became such a big whiny rhymes with witch. But, you know, the audience is different now. And I guess people, I don't get why someone would want to go to a late night comedian to get their political advice. I really don't. But people do that. But on the Kaepernick front, this is where I thought he kind of struck a chord with me. everybody thinks that, you know, the reason that he was kept out of the NFL is because of, you know, the incident where he kneeled during the national anthem.
No, he just wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Right. They like money.
For me, it was two things. You know, I don't care. I really, and I said this at the time, I didn't care that he kneeled for, I thought it was despicable, right? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't support it. But what he did in the aftermath is he comes out and he wears a shirt at the news conference that essentially pays homage to one of the greatest human rights violators in history, Fidel Castro. So he's playing smoochy with the Castro regime and trying to make the point that Cuba has more freedoms than this country, and he demonizes the police. Remember,
yep.
He wore the piggy socks as well. But what Jim Mantell kind of reminds folks of is that once defenses figured him out, look, I'm a Packers fan, and I remember what he did to my Green Bay Packers, and you know they sliced and diced him because the defense was not really keen into a strategy to you know contain Kaepernick at that time. But in his final season, he went 1-10. 1-10.
That's your answer.
And he was under 500 overall. So yeah, was he a controversial subject? He was. But the parallel here is he became a headache too for NFL teams, and that basically, and this is something interesting because Colbert and Kimmel are heroes to the same people who lionized Kaepernick. And what he wrote in his piece is network executives are at least as boneheaded at times as their NFL counterparts, but it's not difficult to find less nefarious reasons for their professional plights. And if you dig a little deeper into the Kimmel thing, that's exactly what you're going to see. So I think his point was, and we'll see if we can get him back on, was, yeah, he might be back for a couple of nights, and that gives him, you know, his ability to slam Trump even more. But the contract is up, and there are economic realities with the companies that still might come into play.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.